My dear community, now the moment you've all been waiting for, without even knowing what that moment would be. As hackers, we think a lot about virtual gates and how to overcome them. But away from keyboard, our competence and resources in overcoming gates are maybe limited a bit. So for this motto, we had to find a very special keynote speaker, somebody with experience of overcoming physical gates, or borders, as some people call them. Our keynote speaker has overcome physical borders twice. She was born in Somalia and escaped to Kenya when she was still a child. And just recently, she escaped Kenya to search refuge here in Germany.
She hates the term refugee. Instead, she prefers the term newcomer. She worked with international humanitarian organizations in the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya. So not only does she know these camps as a visitor, but also as a humanitarian aid worker.
We're curious for her unique perspective and insights. Please welcome Farhumo Musa Afra.
You have to take that microphone, please.
Oh, what's going on? For 1 hour, this. Okay. I'm not used to this. Anyway, I'm friend more with this. But when I get tired, I hope I will keep it somewhere. Thank you so much, dear Linus and the beautiful Karina, for this beautiful introduction. I have no words to say. I remember when Linus wrote me this long email and asking me, we would love to have you here. And I was like, what is Chaos Computer Club? I just gave him a call after I received the mail from him. And he was like, you will understand for now, you don't know, but can we please meet and discuss this? And I was like, in the field of IT that I don't know anything about, the only thing I know about it is the basic use of my laptop, which is a compulsory thing to do because of the world we are right now. And I would like to ask everybody in the audience to give a very heavy round of applause for the man who succeeded in bringing me here because I canceled other things because of being in front of you. Thank you so much to Linus and the angels. Can we give a round of applause? I told him actually that time, you are a damn good business marketer. That's actually the time I used. And he told me, oh yeah, I gotta try what it takes to bring you here. And I was like, thank you so much for having me here. Before I proceed deep into the 1 long hour, which I hardly did it, to be honest, with other combination, yes, as a motivational speaker, but just 1 good hour talking by myself. This is a beautiful experience. And to be honest, I haven't been in front of this huge, dumb, big audience. I'm used to maybe, is it strange to say 2,000? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just so grateful, feel so honored, humbled to have me here. And the majority of you being hackers, I don't know what hacker means, but somehow I understand what it means after the long discussion and several meetings that I had with my dear Linus. I don't know, sometimes I pronounce the German names wrongly, don't get me wrong. Like, I remember Karina telling me, the English-speaking people and other people have a problem with my name, the way it's pronounced. And I was like, okay, how do they pronounce? Karina. And I said, I know that. Karina. I have the German typical R with me. I'm just very short here in Deutschland, like 1 year and 8 months. Soon graduating to 2 complete years. And mein Deutsch ist kaputt, aber... Vielen Dank. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich bin in die Schule 3 Monate, aber ich verstehe nicht so gut Deutsch. Warum? Deutsch ist schwer. Aber habe hier andere Menschen oder Leute, nicht die Sprache Deutsch, aber ich fühle besser auf Englisch. Did you understand my Deutsch from that practice? Thank you. I gotta practice my Deutsch wherever I go in public, otherwise I will stay forgotten in my language, because I consider it my language right now, because I belong to this community. I'm a German. Some people will ask me, you are a German? Uh-huh. You understand, obviously, when you tell somebody, I'm a German in this. You understand what I mean? I don't have to explain. I don't have to explain in detail. And like, I remember one guy told me, hey, how are you? I met him in an event and I said, cool. And he said, what's your name? And I said, my name is Fadumo. And he said, where do you come from? I told him, from a human world. And he said, huh? Human world? Thank you. What did you expect me to give you as an answer? And he said, yeah, well, I don't know. This is a typical question as Germans we ask every time. And I asked him, don't behave like the Germans behave. Behave as who you are. Don't bring me like I'm a German, I'm a Somali, I'm this and that. I don't believe in that. I believe in an individual choice, an individual decision, and an individual mind follow-up. That's what I believe in. Don't follow what others say because they say it, or you found it there. Be creative and find a way to change things. And how we do it is within us. Thank you. Going directly to the concept today, gated community, I want to be honest with you. When Linus came to me and asked me, we would like you to be our keynote speaker. Do you understand what a gated community means? And I told him, obviously, yes. And he said, what is it? And I told him, coming together. I want to be honest. And today, it's so funny, after the long explanation he gave me, I got to be standing here in front of this big, beautiful audience listening to me about gated community, a topic connected to gated community. So learning is a process. We don't know everything. And I want to be honest, I didn't know much about gated community until he brought up the topic and he said, I believe you can do it. Thanks, Linus, for giving me the belief to be here and make it happen in a possible way. Thank you so much for the deep explanation. And thank you so much to everybody in the audience for taking your beautiful time. The angels, I'm part of them. You see what I have? I'm part of them. I didn't do much. I was just feeding myself with my small belly, but I tried somehow. I want to connect the concept of gated community through a simple and funny story while my stay here in Deutschland. I'm usually a quick speaker, but today I gotta slow down for everybody to understand me and also to kill the 1 hour. Don't you think it's too long to be here for 1 good hour? I'm already damn dusty, so I gotta have some water in the process before I start my funny. I'm not used to gas water. Is this with gas? Don't make me vomit on the stage. Can I have water without gas? I had already some problem with this. Sorry. No, I can't take this. Sorry. I can't shake it. Shake it yourself. So going to this funny story about Deutschland, what a beautiful children that I worked with. This will be part of my deeper story later. I taught at German school as an English assistant teacher because I was not a professional, I was not a professional English teacher, neither do I have any experience in teaching, but I just wanted to contribute and give something back to the German community since they were trying their best to give us something, you know? And I went out, I remember, to our manager and asking her, which I will go back to this story later in deep. But the funny story about it is that the children, they saw me in this outfit from head to toe, and I could not speak German. Most of the time, I had very nice teachers who were translating hand to hand with me all the time because the school had almost 360 something children, and all of them were in this Brandenburg. You know Brandenburg? The beautiful Brandenburg. Most of them were blonde. And then one of the child told me, Frau Fadumo. I said, yes, bitte. Thank you so, so much. I honestly appreciate it. Thank you so much. You got a blouse for the man who feeds the poor people. Thanks. Thanks. So this child asked me, the children were wondering all the time, because of how I'm covered, if I have ears, they were doubting if I have hair. You know that, like the normal human functionings. And then these children all the time busy touching me if I'm really a human everywhere, you know? Another problem was this dark skin color. And one of the children asked me, she was so intelligent, she was so in love with me that she was so nice and kind, you know? Love and kindness doesn't come with the language. It comes from the heart. And this child was all the time bringing me drawings with love from her family and everything, bringing it to me and saying, "Ha, Fatima, ich habe das, ich habe das." And I'm like, okay, thank you so much. And then I kept piling these stuffs from the children. Actually, I didn't want to throw because they were my first family when I was just 4 months old in Deutschland, when I felt my life is over. I have no more family. I'm all alone. My life is completely different again. I got to struggle in this lifestyle. So this lady took me to the washroom and she said, yeah, blah, blah. I didn't understand. I asked the teacher and the children, like, where do you want to take her? To the washroom. And then she did immediately pee to confirm the hair is there. She did pee to confirm I have ears. She left me alone. So another child asked me, because of the skin color, because I was different from the whole school, if I become white during night. And I said, come again? Honestly, if something keeps my day going, whenever I remember this, whether I'm alone or whether I'm with somebody, I just laugh because this explains about the world we live in. And the answer I gave the child was, I'm black always. That's, and then they were concerned why here is different from here. To go to the point, this is apparent failure. And this is the meaning of a gifted community. As a parent, it's upon our responsibility to educate our children about what kind of world we live in. Educate them about everything. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't think these children will be so busy about all of this if the parents would have given them the proper education they needed by just showing them at least something about it, like we exist in a world of diverse communities in terms of color, in terms of eyes appearance, in terms of height, in terms of everything. So I hope from there those children have learned something. I never hold any grudge against innocent children. They're so beautiful, so kind. they're just curious, you know, when they're growing up. They're so beautiful. I'm hoping to have 5 kids soon. And hopefully it will be a beautiful. I want to have my own choir, my own community in my own house. But yeah, we will wait for these 5 kids, hopefully one day. And that was the story about the children. And now in connection with Gated Community, like I said previously, I don't want to do a lot of repetition. Let us stand up for change. Let us stand up for information. Let us stand up for connecting each other to the reality. Let us inform each other what's there. Find a way to communicate. Find a way to open these gates. And how you open these gates, everybody has the key in their own hand, in their own mind, however you describe it. It's a responsibility that is within each and every individual within us. I remember educating my mom, because I grew up, as you can see, the description from me, a religious family. And I'm not doing this because they forced me to, but this is me, what I wanted to. Just to have a point of clear understanding about what I'm explaining. My mom, I remember educating her every time, mommy, because I had a lot of friends when I was in the university who were Christians. And I used to tell my mom, we gotta open our arms for everybody. She was so kind and generous, definitely. But there are these kind of levels of helping each other that we need to. And failure to do that, nobody else will. We have to respect each other, regardless of who we are. Personally, I don't care about stupid color. This plays no role in my world whatsoever. I don't care about this. This is an individual belief. That's up to you. I don't discriminate people against their social status. I believe in a world of respect. I believe in a world belonging to people with respect and peace. And that's all I go for. No more, no less. Just respect the person based on their heart. That's what I go for. As long as you can respect me and we can understand each other, what else do I look for more? Absolutely nothing. I just respect you of who you are, the good respect and connections we have, and that's all I go for. The rest is bullshit. They call it cheers. This is my alcohol. I've never drunk alcohol, and will I ever? A blast for my alcohol. Can we have a blast for my alcohol drinking? This is funny. And the other funny story I would like to share, but this has nothing to do with Gated Community, is, you know, the developed world, it will have something to do with it in the Gated Community section, depending on how I explain it. When I was new in Deutschland, where I come from, there are no trains. I'm not used to trains, honestly. I'm used to planes. Very easy. Yes, but trains, no. So one of the drama things that happened to me when I came to Germany, the first time I came by flight, then the next I went to Frankfurt the first time, and then I asked, I was told, go to the train. Now the problem was, I see this long train. This has nothing to do with education. No matter how you're educated, some things don't need much education, but needs to be used to that. So I remember going to the train. The first train left me because I didn't know how to open. And I was a newcomer. Don't call us refugees, a point of correction. Call me by my name. If that's not enough, call me any other more beautiful name. Choose, I don't restrict. I believe in a world of freedom. But as long as it's beautiful, not insulting, then I give you the freedom. So the first train left me. So I had to stand there in this cold. Luckily enough, I got a help from a woman that I even didn't know. But God knows what was going in my heart. I thought, like, because I had a bad information about Deutschland, until I discovered slowly by myself that don't listen to what others say, listen to your heart. I went with this woman, she saved me. We will come back to this bigger story later. So what did I have to do to open the next train, which will be coming in 40 minutes? I stood there trying to calculate, and I didn't want to look ignorant, you know? This is the worst thing. You better ask than pretending to know something and you don't know. This is the worst thing a human being should ever do. So I stood there. I said, next time when the train comes, because I was in the end, and then I came in the middle where there are some people, so that I stand next to the people. When they open, I go in with them. I look where they open, and then I stand behind them, and then I get in there. Otherwise, I would have been in a shame, left again by the second train. So educating yourself in a culture, in a very developed country that you don't know, is a big risk and it's a big challenge. Anyway, the second train did not leave me, because I followed the followers. And she pressed, she got in, another person, there was an old man. I was so kind to give him away because I got to get in anyway. So I got in. I was safe. The next step, using the toilet. How the hell do I use the toilet? I want to be honest. I don't want to hide anything. I got in the toilet. I saw a woman coming up. I got in. And these toilets were automatic toilets. And I got stuck there for 25 minutes. I tried to open. It doesn't open. I tried to open. The next time I did a mistake, touching the alarm. I was like, what the hell is Polizei coming? Anyway, they helped me while I've sweated too much, thinking my life is, what the hell is going on? Where am I? I didn't know, honestly. And this was so hard for me. So in connection to this, what I want to say is, please give information to the newcomers when they are coming. Try to sacrifice a little bit of your time. It's similar to you guys when you come to Africa. We have this beautiful toilet that inside, whatever you put from behind inside, you will see it. So if you go to these big holes and sit there, you'll be shocked as well. Like, this, I might die inside. The toilet is looking at me. This is the reality. That's where we are from. Can we give the beautiful toilets in Africa a big blouse? Thank you. Going to the gated community issues, please, if I'm too fast, you don't understand the little English that I've learned, kindly raise your hand. I give you the freedom to ask me, please slow down, or please use very simple terminologies. It's a gift, I give it to you. So if I'm too fast, also that will be a nice idea from you, because we have to kill the 1 hour together. Just tell me. It's not a necessary thing. So anyway, the developed world, I don't want to point any specific country. Not only the developed world, even the developing world, we have all these different kind of gated communities, whether it's in a profession, whether it's just a small settlement of communities. In all directions, this exists. It's a fact which is there. And I always hoped for a perfect world, which is never going to be so soon, or it's going to be there at all. I don't think so. We will always dream of this perfect world, which there is no killing, no war, no disrespect, no racism or whatever. But this will be a long journey, and the journey belongs to all of us. How we view it, how we want to make a change, it's a decision that belongs collectively to all of us. I don't know how to do IT, but before I will be here for 4 good days. I hope I will have some basic, I have basic, of course, computer usage. I have some. But the bigger one, where everybody, what is wrong with the IT experts? They're always like this. You're sitting next to them like I was yesterday. You're sitting next to people. People are busy. Pa, 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 pa. And I was like, these are machines or human beings? Sorry, I don't mean to disrespect or insult. Sorry. But you got to raise your head a bit up and see the next person sitting. Some people were looking at me very strangely, wondering, what kind of a hacker is this woman? Honestly, I had a lot of looks like this, and then I was asking people next to me, what's going on? Is there something wrong with me? Check me out. And he was like, you're perfectly fine. Maybe these are hackers. They have never seen a hacker like you. And I said, the world is changing. I got to be one day. Vielen Dank mit deinen Blaus. Is that how it's called? Is that correct, the German way? Vielen Dank mit deine. You said this. This means wrong. Huh? Für? Oh, that's a typical German. Say für Ohren. That is the normal art. Für Ohren. That's a complicated German term. Anyway, thank you so much. Now, I want to go next. Is coming up is my personal story in connection with the gated community. I'm sure you received this surprise well connected, a newcomer in front of you and explaining how gated community affects us. And now I hope I will try to figure out everything in a beautiful flowered manner to fix the context and my story together. Can I go next? Sorry, I don't know IT. Hey, you gotta help me, I'm honest. I don't know. Nothing. What is this? Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Linus, come over, please. Fix this damage. Now you are ruining my speech. Now what is this? This is bullshit, my Italian friend said. This is bullshit. Now, this is just another problem. They just come here and then this is what they do. This is bullshit. This is not bullshit. This is beautiful. Thank you. That's my beautiful Italian friend. I don't mean to disrespect the language, but it looks so interesting. No, no, don't go too high. Leave it to me. I can control. Just leave me like next, and then I can take care of it. Thank you so much. You don't have to do much work. Free. You are free. Thanks. I came two times, a newcomer in my life. The first time, I was a newcomer in my own continent, the neighbor next to my country. That's Kenya. I grew up in Kenya. I don't know how it feels when my mom went through all this pain. When she took the five of us, one was inside. When she took us from the war country, bringing us to Kenya. And the main reason was my father was killed. I wasn't lucky to see my father. And till death, nobody knows who killed him and where his dead body is. Till now, we don't know. But I just want to say I love you, Daddy. I don't know much about you, but I love you, wherever you are. And rest in peace. When my mom came to Kenya, she always told me how hard it was, but I could not understand because I didn't go through the pain she went through. It's a different story when you have a feeling about a problem and you're telling me the story. We can have much connections here. Of course, the connection will be there, but how you have felt or how you're feeling is never the way I'm gonna feel. It's just like, oh, sorry, you went through this, I'm sorry, it's so painful, it's so hard, it's just difficult, and then this is how it is. So we grew up in Kenya. My mom did everything within her power to give us the best she could, including education. In the culture I come from, girl child education is not a priority. But my mom was completely a complete woman that was standing for the true meaning of change. I had the same benefits and equal respect to my brothers, and thanks to my lovely uncle who also paid my high school fees and everything, because mom could not raise all of us with all of this money, because where I come from in Kenya is not similar here, where education is for free. You gotta pay their high school. The primary, yes, but high school you gotta pay. And the schools are not good quality. If you need a good quality school, you gotta pay for it. You have to make an earning to make this, to call your children very intelligent, and then they have this good life. But luckily enough, I'm here in front of you to at least make some languages that I can communicate with other people. I learned English, and hopefully next time I will speak in Dutch. No more English drama. And I hope I will be confident in my Dutch speech, because I'm not sure. Dutch is, I don't know. My Dutch words have disappeared. But I believe one day, I'll never lose my hope. I will come here, hopefully one day, not here necessarily, but somewhere, to speak in Dutch, and all my speech will be fluent, pa 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 pa. And what happened? Either Polizei flies you into the jail, or you pay, or give me your documents. And it's not a good easy life when you're in a different country. You gotta accept all the challenges that you go through. Stand for it, earn it, move forward, find a way to help yourself and the others. And then one day, you gotta be flying somewhere and be happy, at least try to be happy. So my mom went through all of these problems, and I went to school there, everything, and I worked in a place called Dadaab. Can you identify me from those photos? You can see somewhere, I'm somewhere. I worked, like they said before in the introduction, with different humanitarian international organizations, one of it being Save the Children International, others being Terdis Homes. I also worked in Somalia, but for a short time, because I wanted to see what it feels like to go back home and see my own country. But I don't believe in an own country things. I believe in a world of no border. Get that one right. Thank you so much. When I was working in Dadaab, did I ever knew I will be another newcomer for the second time? I used to feel the pain the people were going through, all the damages. I could see that. And when I was new working there, I hardly ate lunch, because you have these big UN security staffs and lunch and everything is there. But I could never comfort myself and eat properly, because I could always see mothers who lost their children on the way. She had 6 children, for example, 2 or 3 died on the way, and she has to move on with her life. And that life was so hard, and I chose to work in the field of child protection. The way I say it, some people don't understand. Child protection. Here, you don't know much about it because the government takes care of it, but this is one of the biggest refugee camp in the world, Dadaab refugee camp. And I'm happy I remember this memory, and I kept it with me, because I was not so much into making the children play with them or this, but I was more of a case manager. But this was the Universal Children's Day. And I was like, I just wanted to make them happy, and it happened. I have this memory with me still. Can we give a blast for these beautiful kids? I touched in between. Sorry. You told me this. You told me don't touch. You know, I told him the first time he gave me this, you gotta show me how to use this. Are you stupid or something? And he said, no, just use it. And then the first time I did it, he said, you see? You said, I know it. Why did you do the mistake? And this is how it goes back to the memory of exams. You say this exam was so easy, and then you fail. The point you expected is not there because we just take things so easy. So I will not take next time things for easy. I gotta be careful. And this was still part of the dab. Damn, what's up? Your computer is virus. I have a beautiful laptop there. Get mine. Okay, good. Thank you. And these beautiful ladies there, we were doing a lot of different work with children. I was more in the case management and dealing with child abuse, neglect, exploitation, and violence. There are a lot of children who are sexually abused. And you gotta stand there for them, take them through the process, because the parents are psychologically traumatized. They have no energy at all whatsoever to do anything. And this is what's called girl child empowerment. I tried from my own level with my colleagues and everybody to help the girls speak out and say something. Because if their voice is not heard, nobody will make them raise their voice. Because voice is power. Voice is the key change to everything. And these girls were always shy. I remember them putting, you see her hand was already ready there. They do this, my cloth is far. Yeah, they're so shy and they can't say much. And it's not their fault. It's what's called culture setup. This is how we were brought up. As a woman, this is how you behave. But I disagree. Everybody should be equal. Everybody should have equal freedom of speech, of saying whatever they feel like, letting it out, respected, be part of their change process, because these are expected to be the leaders of tomorrow, today. But if we don't empower them, if we don't support them, they're not going to be anything. It's hardly to see, from the culture I come from, women standing in front of the majority dominant men here, hackers and women, and speak to them. It's something rare, because this is not how we are brought up. You gotta be shy sitting somewhere, not speaking here like Notorious. This is not a good woman. Standing in front of men and talking, you're not a good woman. This is what it is. But I said a good woman should be standing in front of people and speaking out. Thank you so much. There are a lot of problems that I saw. I want to give a comparison between what I saw in Dadaab and here. But sometimes it's hard to give the comparison because I was working there, earning my own money and doing my own stuff. But now here I am, I'm the opposite. Somebody has to work for me and help me. But generally, some of the key problems that were there in Dadaab refugee camp, education. Education was a key problem. Girl child education was a key problem as well. There were schools, there were over 40 international humanitarian organizations, and some of them were responsible for education. But you know, they can't do everything if they don't have support from the government. And there was a lot of poor educational infrastructure. There was no clear support in terms of education. There were no classrooms. There were not enough teachers. The resources was completely not enough. And these people, there was restrictions of freedom. People could not cross the normal way to go to the cities or other part of Kenya. They were restricted in that Dadaab zone. So if you want to go out of Dadaab, you got to ask for permission. Go to the UNHCR, ask for permission to go out and state why you want to go there outside of this camp. So it was not easy. It's similar to here, some months ago in our country here. We were not allowed to travel out of, I come from the beautiful Brandenburg. You're not allowed to travel outside Brandenburg. But thanks so much to the leaders now, they're making a change. And They are trying something. At least it's not perfect, but they are trying. Can we give a round of applause to our leaders who are at least trying? I like to appreciate those who are even trying. Can we give applause, please? Sorry, Linus. I'm so sorry. I think the mistake comes from here. Just to stand there. This is not the mistake. Okay, cool. I know in every country there are a lot of newcomers and similar problems are there. But one good thing I discovered from the job is that the people are still within their culture. At least they are within a language they can understand basically things they're used to. But here you come, it's completely the opposite. So what leads to these big refugee camps is poor management of responsibility. If the developed world would support the developing world and the problems they went through, I don't think we would have been in the direction we are right now. I just want to go back a little bit to history. When colonization was happening in this developing world, no person was asked why they came to those countries. Nobody asked them permission to get in. They didn't ask anybody permission to get in. Now my big question is, now that we need the help of the developed world, why are we being called illegals, number one? Why are we called, you need to come in with a permission? Why the permission on us and you never asked for permissions before, ever? Why? Thank you. These are the good examples of gated community. Sorry. If leaders would forget about the past, because what your parents or your leaders did in the past, you don't have to do and repeat the same mistake. You need to correct that mistake and make a difference. We are not perfect in any way. And I always call politics is a dirty game. But I want to send a message to all the politicians and leaders in the world. Please stand for human rights and respect it. Don't put your political interest first. Put the human life first and then the rest becomes number two. Thank you. I love this woman called Claudia Roth. I had a panel discussions once with her in Republica. And I loved her approach. She's at least a very mentoring woman. She's a role model to me. And I remember her telling me one time, I said, thanks to the German government, at least they are trying to do something. And she told me, no. And I was like, what? Don't say thank you. What for? Ah! And I was like, yeah, at least they did something. At least they gave us a shelter, somewhere to sleep, something to eat. For me, I would grade that. Even if everything is not perfect, I will say to that little thing, thank you. And it's something very important. But thanks to Claudia Roth and her team, they're really trying to do a beautiful job. And the rest of the leaders, whatever they are, not only them, but everyone who's doing a nice job. So that was the life in Dadaab. It's very tough and hard. I came to German, and I was in Eisenhüttenstadt the first time, and life is so hard and horrible. Life is so hard and horrible. I can tell you here all of this in words, but believe me, you can never understand unless you are in that situation yourself. You cannot understand. The rest is just a story. You'll just say, okay, oh, sorry, it's a painful problem, oh, sorry, yeah. I understand. No, you're lying. You're not understanding. Be in that condition and then you gotta tell me what it is. There's a lot of health problems. The people are overcrowded. There are a lot of outbreak of diseases at different times. and people are congested in containers and in other not deserving human shelter areas. I understand them on one side, but on one side I refuse to understand them. I mean, this is a very well-developed countries. Not only, I don't point fingers only because I want to avoid pointing fingers on specific countries, because this problem is a global concern problem. Gated communities everywhere in the world, and it's not only here in Germany, it's everywhere. So this message I'm sending is going to everywhere. And I remember in Eisenhüttenstadt, you're put in 5, 10 people, 20 people, not 20, I don't want to lie, but at least 10 people could be in one room. And you can't say anything about it. You're from different country. We don't understand each other culture-wise, language-wise, everything, but you still are forced to live together. There's no freedom of education like I wanted to further my education. There's nothing like that. The bureaucratic is another story. Leave it aside. But it's so complicated that you can't be who you want to be. And my question was all the time, we're in this difficult condition where you're not allowed to work, you're not allowed to go to school, you're not allowed to function like a normal human being. You're not even allowed to go out and visit Berlin. The first time you're, I asked myself, is this a perfect welcome? In German, keeping isolated that much and don't giving us the freedom, not giving us the freedom to move out and see people. Everybody's like this. You go to the office, you ask. Not everybody, some people. I remember the first time I visited there, I went to a woman and I said, is this true? Is this who I am? Is this really true? Is this happening to me? I was like, in a moment, I didn't know where the hell I was. I thought my life was over. No, it wasn't over. It was the beginning. And I asked her, thank you. And I asked her, what's going on? Can I go out? And she said, was? Do you speak English? Was? Deutsch, bitte. And I was like, I can't speak Deutsch. Was? Raus, bitte. Next. Can I please have a permission to go out and let's see the city or something? Because I'm not having a contact with my family, no relation whatsoever. I'm really dying of trauma here. Was? Raus, bitte. Next, bitte. Next. You have no choice. You have no voice. You gotta leave. That was some of the difficult moments I remember. But there were also nice people in the same Eisenhüttenstadt working as a social worker, very kind, generous, and very supporting. But all of a sudden, life wasn't easy, basically. I remember there was this small internet area. I don't think it's their fault. That's the only space they were given. Refugee administration, where you can just go and Google something. And I would like to ask everybody in the audience to give them a big applause because they're doing a beautiful job there. Thanks. So the life in Eisenhüttenstadt was completely a very yes, so out of my transfer in Brandenburg, still in Brandenburg, I went to, life wasn't easy and blah, blah. Everybody knows how hard it is and not everybody can understand this. I went transferred after 2 months or 3 months of when you're new in German, you're transferred to another refugee camp and I was in Bestensee. And I was asking myself, back home, I was somebody. I had my own job. I had my own money. I had my own life, beautiful. Here you come, you're nothing. I wanted to find a way I could help myself get out of this terrible situation, put myself at least somehow a distance out of it, then help others get out of it. And then I asked the manager how I can help the community, and I was an English assistant teacher in this area. The beautiful teachers were very supportive. Many of them could not speak English, but the beautiful heart was there. So kind, so generous, very supporting and loving. I could not ask more. They were so kind and nice. Can we give them a big round of applause to my beautiful teachers, if you don't mind? And I encountered a lot of problems while I was working in the school, because if you work there, they said, the social said, the school wanted to pay me, but the social said, no, we can't. And the social said, I can only work 1 hour, 1 euro. A whole hour, you are paid 1 euro, shilling. Do you understand the meaning of 1 euro? Can somebody give me 1 euro? Each one of you give me 1 euro, and then we see how much it is. So this was, but they made it a difference, and they said, we want to have you and do everything possible within our power to support you, because you are supporting us. Because I wanted to do something useful with my life, because in the refugee camps, all that we do is either drink, fight. It's not our choice. That's where we are put in. We're so much isolated in outside of the refugee, outside of the community. The community is completely gutted. And then we are put in a very complete isolation situation. We need to stand up together and make a difference by breaking this gutted community. Each and every individual of us, we have to, and find a way to. Thank you. Vielen Dank. And then, while I was in Bestensee, this place is called Bestensee, some of you might come from here, I don't know. I was also part of a sport club, because I love sports. And I remember them giving me... Knee! No! I'm sometimes clown, so that's why I sometimes behave like this. This was a beautiful... picture from their t-shirt and their sports clothes they bought me. And you are nobody, you have nobody, but somebody's there for you, loving you, supporting you, and doing everything for you. I was so lucky. And I wanted to do something for the community. And I was like, what can I do to help people and the children I used to love, wherever they are in the world? And these are some of the things, thank you. These are some of the things I was trying to do, just to escape from stress. I didn't want to drink, I didn't want to do bad things, I just want to progress with my life. And these are some of the things I tried to do. So, please let us get used to the name newcomers, not refugees. And these were my beautiful communities. I was doing tours in the whole of Germany. And if you want to invite me in some of the cities I have never seen, do that and give me one bread. And I'm basically a motivational speaker, and I've been going to different places talking to the people and trying to give them some hope together with the supporters. There are a lot of nice people in Deutschland, for example. I can talk about German, not elsewhere. There are a lot of nice people who want to do something, but they don't know how. So I don't like to generalize. And for those of us who are defined as racist, I don't believe in the word racism. I think it's about lack of information. When people understand who we are, where we come from, and what problems we went through, I think they will be kind, nice, and generous to understand us and support us. So if we continue that those people who discriminate us and then we discriminate them, I don't think we are going anywhere. The best way, if a killer kills and then you kill, this is not the best way to move forward. It's about trying to figure out how best can we try to make both sides together. And I'm doing a program called United Action. And the idea behind is visiting refugee camps, creating events, bringing the community and the newcomers together, because I don't want to only say, supporters, newcomers. There are people in the community who are vulnerable, who are poor, and they need help. And that's the reason why they don't want us. They feel jealous, and it's their right. I mean, they're human beings. They're not perfect. So we got to find a way to fit both sides together, to come together and support each other. And that's my idea behind United Action. I believe when we all of us come together, do things together, eat together, the rest of the bridge will just slowly fall down like the Berlin Wall. Thank you. This is one of the photos when I was in Neu-Hardenbach, and these are part of the friends that were helping me going there, taking food and drinks and stuff, and just having a good time with the people and trying to figure out what we could do together. I have a Facebook page called, I don't want this keynote speech to be my own advertising thing, but I just want to give you more information about myself so that you know who you're talking to. And if you need more questions or you have anything to tell me, you better meet me outside later with 1 euro. Joking, don't give me any cent. And these are still some of the events, and I love being happy. I mean, happiness is my family, and hope is my family. Without losing hope and happiness, we can be somewhere. And this was still not hiding back with the team, and we are doing a wonderful, amazing thing. This was a group I've been supporting, and they won some awards. And this is my beautiful visit to the beautiful German parliament with my Coca-Cola. Please stand for change. Please call us our names or any other beautiful name or our personal names, and we gotta find a way to figure out how best we can call each other. We don't have to call ourselves refugees anymore, because this word has been used in the wrong way. We are meant to be very vulnerable. We are meant to be nothing. We are somebody just like any one of you. We only lost our home and family. We are human beings just like any one of you. We can do something. Don't look at the word. Look at us as a human being, as a person, as somebody in a capable position to do something. Don't you believe we are human beings? Then get rid of this name. Thank you. Situations should never define us. What should define us is the name human being and the respect we label to each other. And I would like to send a message to the world. Since gated community issues is a global issue, please let us try to promote peace, love, unity, break the isolation. Come together, support each other, love each other, love each other, love each other, and love each other again, and be there wherever possible. I can't say more words than this. I just want to say thank you so much to every one of you, and I want you to go home. Not you. You are the wrong audience, I think. You know what you're doing already. Thank you so much to that. But for those of us who don't know what gated community means and how we can break the silence, take the responsibility on the responsibility, go out, do a lot of awareness campaign, and find a way to kill and delete this gate. Let us open the gate with open arms for everybody, regardless of who you are. And let us stand with one name as human beings. Don't believe in the name of nationality. Don't believe in the name of stupid colors. Always respect the human dignity. Don't lose hope in the name of humanity. This was a word Linus told me several times, and I loved it. And that's why I want to say it right now with you all. And the first question says, if you were me, what would you do? Imagine you are this. What would you do? I don't know. It's a decision you make. An answer belongs to you. What will you wish from the Hacker community? What I wish from the Hacker community is that you're doing a great job. Keep the good work. Give us more internet in the homes. We don't have this. Do this for us everywhere in Germany. Everywhere. Please visit all the refugee camps next to you, wherever you live. Find a way you can make a difference by helping these camps. And some of the excuses the politicians use why they don't give internet to us is they said we might watch porno. Woohoo! What a stupid excuse! Shame! Shame, 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 shame. Thank you so much, everybody. I will be here for 4 days. I will be having 2 workshops. And if you are interested more, kindly let us make together. And love you so much. And I hope everybody enjoyed the speech. And no more words to say. Just say again thank you, and thank you to the angels. Thanks to all the people who are trying to do this beautiful Congress a successful. Stay peace, and I want to be the first person. I don't know if I'm the first person. I want to say Happy New Year. Maybe we don't know each other, and we hopefully will meet again. Happy New Year to all of you. Big love, be peace, and unity. I salute you all. Thank you so much, everybody.